Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Binyamin Sement, filling in for Rabbi Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various things of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day. On Yom Revi'i, the 22nd day of the month of Teves. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children we've been davening for, Yeshua, Heschel ben Nechama Devorah, Pizach, Betzal ben Chai Batsheva, Halina Orna Bas, Chen Chana, and Raya Bas Michal. Additionally, please keep in mind all of our precious brothers and sisters who are still in Gaza, being for over 450 days. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ben Keen of Congregation Beth Abraham Jacob in Albany, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, followed by Rabbi Keen slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Chaf Chaf Aleph, Chaf Lamed, Chaf Ben Beis, chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. It will be followed by Achenu, in Mishaberach L'Tzahal, a special prayer for our brave soldiers and their families. In Mishaberach L'Shvuyim, the prayer for those who are still tragically held captive. And we'll conclude with Mishaberach L'Cholim, for those who are injured and or suffering. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder or email, you can subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. B'chavu, with great honor, Rabbi Keen.
Benjamin, thank you so much for inviting me back to the OU Tehillim Chizuk call. It is an honor to join all of you. I want to share with you this afternoon a comment by Rabbi Yeshaya ben Avraham Halevi Horowitz in his eponymous work, the Shnei Luchot HaBrit, or better known as the Shla. An incredible insight into Parshat Va'era that I believe speaks to the current moment that we, the Jewish people, find ourselves in nearly 16 months into Israel's war with Hamas, with a new ceasefire offering much uncertainty, but the incredible joy and relief of Israeli hostages returning from captivity. In particular, I think that this message is important for those of us who live outside of Israel, in the diaspora, in Chutz La'aretz. In Shemot chapter 6, we get the lists of the leaders of the tribes of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. However, despite all of these being lists of names, the Torah only uses the expression Ve'ele Shemot, and these are the names, when speaking about David Levi, when speaking about the tribe of Levi. With respect to Reuven and Shimon, the Torah just states these are the leaders of the respective clans. But the Torah does not actually use the word shmot. It doesn't use the word name. The Shla writes that the reason for this distinction, the reason why shmot is only used explicitly with Levi, is that the tribe of Levi, is that the Torah wants us to pay special attention to the names that Levi gave to his children. The Shla notes that Chazal tell us that the tribe of Levi was never fully enslaved, and therefore they are not fully in galut, in a state of being in exile and of being unredeemed in the same way that the other shvatim, the other tribes were. Nonetheless, Levi gives his sons names reflecting the galut, the enslavement of the Jewish people, because he wanted to explicitly tie himself and his family to the suffering of the broader Jewish people. The name Gershon means, I was a stranger there. The name Kehat refers to the fact that Bnei Yisrael had shinayim kehot, blunted teeth, meaning they were beaten, broken, and subjugated. And finally, the name Mirari is a reference to the verse we say is part of the Haggadah, referring to the maror, the bitter herbs, Vaymariru et chayehem ba'avodak hasha, and they embittered their lives. The Egyptians embittered the lives of the Israelites with avodak hasha, with difficult labor. While this is a beautiful point about the value of being nosei be'ol chaveiro, bearing the yoke of one's friend, and being mishtateh b'tzarat hatzibor, tying ourselves, investing ourselves in the suffering of the wider congregation, the wider people, the wider Jewish people, even when that suffering does not impact us the same way. I have a question about the Shlaz formulation. What does it mean that Levi wasn't in Galut? Of course the Levites were. They were still in Egypt. They were subjects of the wicked Pharaoh. They were lacking the Torah and they weren't in Israel. And I think that the answer to this is that there are different types of Galut that impact different Jews differently. Yes, this group of Jews was not impacted in the same way. They are not slaves. Levi are free from the bondage of slavery. And nonetheless, regardless of what type of Galut we are experiencing, we, every individual, every group is called upon to join the suffering of other Jews who are experiencing a different form of Galut. And this is where I think about the state of contemporary diaspora Jews. In most ways, we are less in a state of geula, in a state of redemption, than our brothers and sisters in Israel. Jews in Israel live in the promised land, the land given to our ancestors where God's presence rests, in a state with Jewish sovereignty. In almost every way, a greater degree of geula, of redemption, than those outside of Israel. And yet in the wake of October 7th, in one regard, with respect to the prospect of war and violence, the Jews of Israel are more in a state of galut than those outside of Israel. Or at least they experience a symptom of galut more than those of us outside of Israel. And our task, I believe, as diaspora Jews is to learn the lesson of Shevet HaLevi naming his children after the galut, the enslavement that he did not experience, but that the other Shvatim did. Our job as diaspora Jews is to ask ourselves, how is it that we can be mishtates, bitzaratam, telas tibur? How can we tie ourselves, join in bearing the burden of the suffering of the Jews of Israel? It's a question we have to continue to ask ourselves every single day, even as things may start to be moving towards calm. We'll turn now to the Tehillim. Tehillim, Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, u'mitziyahon yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha ve'olasecha yedashin estela. Yiten lecha chilvavecha v'chol atasecha ha'yimalei. Neranana v'yishuasecha u'v'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yadati ki Hoshia Adonai Meshicho, Ya'amehu Mishmei Kodesho, Bigvurot Yesha Yemino, Eile Varechev Ve'eile Vasusim, Vanachnu B'Shem Eloheinu, B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Natsir, Heima Karu V'Nafalu Vanachnu Kamnu Vaniso Dad, Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'Yom Koreinu. Tehillim Chaf Gimel, Perek, chapter 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai roi lo echzar, dinos dasha yarbiseni olmei menuchos yinahaleni, nafshi yishovev yancheni v'magle tzedek l'ma'an shemo, gam ki eilech v'geis al mavet lo yirara ki ata imadi, tiftecha u'mishantecha heima yinachamuni, Taroch lefanai shulchan neged tovarai, dishanta v'shemen roshi kosi rivaya, ach tov v'chesed yedifuni kol yimei chayai, v'shavti v'veis Adonai le'orech yamin. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir l'malos esayinai el hehari me'ayin yavo ezri, Ezri me'im Adonai Osehe Shemaim Va'aret Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha Ve'al Yanuhum Shomerecha Hinei Lo Yanun Ve'lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael
Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilecha, yahad yeminecha. Yomam hashemesh lo yakaka ve'areyach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeifecha v'echa me'ataha ve'ad olam.
Hillem Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130.
Shir hamalot mimam akihim kirasticha Adonai. Adonai shim'a v'koli sihyana oznecha kashivahos v'kohol tachanunai. Im avonot tishmaya Adonai et mihi yamod. Ki imecha haslicha lema'an tivarei. Ivis yedanai kivistan nafshi velidvara hochalti. Nafshi ladunai mishomrim laboker, shomirihim laboker. Yachel yisrael ladunai ki im adunai achased verbei mufidus. Vehu yifdes yisrael mikohu lavonosaho.
Helem kuf nem bet, Psalm 142.
Maskil leDavid biYosef amaras tefila, koli el Adonai ezak, koli el Adonai eschanan, eshpoch lefanav sichi, tzarasi lefanav agid, v'hisatef alai, luchi v'yata yadati nistivasi, v'orach zu ahalech tam nufach li, habet yamin ur ei ve'en li makir avad manos bimeni, Ein zoresh l'nafshi. Za'akti eilecha Adonai amarti, atamachti chelki ve'eretz ha'chaim. Hakshiva el rinasi ki dalosi me'od, hasileni me'od fa'ki atzimu ki amitsu mimeni. Hotziya mimasker nafshi lehodofes shemecha, bi'yechziru tzadikim kisig mohol alahai.
Achenu.
Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim betzara v'shivya, ha'omdim bein v'yem uvein b'yabasha, ha'makom yirachem aleyhem v'yotiyem mitzara v'dervacha, u'me'afela le'ora, u'mishibizigula, ha'shabagala v'zman karehiv, v'nomar amen.
Mishaberach v'chayalei tzahal, a prayer for Israel's defense forces.
Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'yakov, hu yivarech v'chayalei tzahagan al Yisrael, V'anshei kochos habitachon ha'omdim al mishmar arsenu v'arei Eloheinu migvul halvanon v'amibar mitzrayim u'meneyam agadol levo har'arava v'chol makom shehen v'yavasher b'avir v'yam yitein Adonai et oyveinu akamim alenu nigafim lifneihem hakadosh baruch hu yishmor v'yasil es chayalinu mikol tzara v'tzuka mikol nega u'machala yishlach bracha v'yachlacha v'chol ma'aseh yideihem Yadber Saneinu Tachtayhem V'yachem V'chester Yeshua U'vateres Nitzachon V'yikuyam V'ham Hakatuv Ki Adonai Eloheichem Ha'oleich Imachem Livachem Lachem Imoiveichem Le'oshiyaschem V'nomar Amen.
Mishaberach Lishvuyim, a prayer for those being held in captivity.
Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'yakov Yosef Moshe V'ron David U'shlamo Hu Yivarech V'yishmor V'yinsores Nedreis V'agana Yisrael U'shvuyav Ves kol achenu anesunim bitzara v'shivya bavur shekol akahal akadosh azem yispalal bavuram akadosh baruch hu im alei rachamim aleyem v'yotim yichoshech v'tzam aves umos rosehem yinatek mitzukosehem yoshi'em v'shivem me'ra lechek mishpachosehem yodu ladunai chazdov niflosav lifnei adam v'ikuyam bahem ikra shekartuv ufduyei adonai yushuvon uvo tzion v'rina v'simcha v'tulam arosham
Mishaberach v'cholim, a prayer for those who may be sick.
Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Ushlamo Hu Yivarech Virapei Es. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lahachlinam Rabosam Lahachatikam Lahachayotam V'yislach Lahem Meheret Vosh Lamin HaShemayim Thank
you so much, Rabbi Keen. We look forward to having you back on the program in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tillum Call, please join us again for next scheduled program tomorrow, Thursday at 1 p.m. As each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all Klal Yisrael around the world.